are, according to Rabbi Elazar, and they die before the shtar is given over to the woman. So first of all, you're going to tell me, according to Rabbi Elazar, Edim sign a shtar. Are there Edim Messiah or are there no Edim Messiah? So Lefi Balei HaToisus, there's nothing to talk about. There's no Edim Messiah. According to the Ran, is it going to be good? You say that with confidence. I'm not so sure.
Didn't we say?
And this is why I was very excited when I found this Nesivus. Because Rabbi Yisai, it's not clear to me what the Ran is being mechadish, and there's different mashmoses in the Ran, in the mechanics of the way the Ran is understanding the Shita of the Rif. The Ran is attacking the Shita of the Ramban. The Ramban understood the Rif's opinion to be that Rabbi Elazar is more expansive. He holds Rabbi Meir plus with two tracks that you could have Edei Chasima, or you could go down the route of giving over the shtar in front of Edim and allowing the shtar to be activated through Edim Mesira, even if you don't have Edei Chasima. But not to say that Edei Chasima don't work. And the Ran is very bothered by that. The Ran is very bothered by that, that they're going to be two different mahalchim according to Rabbi Meir, and the presentation Rabbi Meir and Shas of holding Edei Mesira Karsi is really an inaccuracy. Because it's not that he holds Edei Mesira Karsi, but rather he holds additionally Edei Mesira Karsi. And that's not an accurate presentation of Rabbi Elazar's Shita. So that's what forces the Ran, as we saw yesterday, to come on to a new mahalach in the Shita of the Rif, that really the only way that a shtar could work and be created is through the mechanism of Edim Mesira Karsi, through the Edim witnessing the shtar passing over from one hand to the next. Yet the Ran says the Chiddush of the Rif is that that could be activated through a signature in the shtar. And now those Edei Chasima can somehow create Edei Mesira, which is required absolutely and the only way for a shtar to work according and in the world of Rabbi Elazar. And the question is, how does that work? How does that work? So the Ran doesn't fully explain. But he does say the Sfirule de Edei Chasima Karsi, four lines down from the Ran, Elisha Mesira Koras Mekevan Sheish Edim Al Ikar Adover Dehavelu Edei Chasima Ke Edei Mesira Shahare Aget Yoitze Mitachas Yoda Be Edim Halalu Ubiyadua Shahabal Mosrala Vinimtsu Ki Ilu Hein Atzman Me Edim Al Mesira. Once you have signatures on the shtar, and the shtar is now being yotze from the hand of the woman, biyadua shabal masrla nimtzu keilu hein atzmem meidim al amesira. What? Ubiyadua. It is known. Zokt the avni milur. Talking about an entirely different topic. The Avni Milurim is talking about a fascinating topic that comes up in Kedushin, Rabbi Yisai. A few months ago, I actually dealt with this in a Shaila. There was a Kedushin in a certain town, I'm not going to say where, that the Rav found out The Edom were actually Krovim. And the Shiloh was, did they have to get remarried? And the question is, could you rely on the on Edom that didn't actually see the actual Nesina, but they knew that the Nesina was there? And the question was, would Yediyah B'loi Re'iyah work for the Edom in such a situation? So Rav Moshe discusses this in his Tshuvas about situations where the Edom were psulim, but there were other Edom in the crowd, and the question is, can that work? So it really comes down to really this discussion in the Avdim Aluim, and how expansive do you take this Rashba's opinion that Yediyah B'lo Re'iyah could work, connecting to some of the Inyanim that the Mefarshim spoke about. The Pesachei Tshuva speaks about in Eben Ezer, the Chassam Sofer has an Arichus where you weren't able to see the Kala's face. Would that be sufficient enough to know Avdim Aluim is being Mechalik between a Suffolk about the actual Nesina versus knowing the actual Kala? So perhaps that would be but it comes up la'alacha where you have Edim that didn't actually see the direct Maisa, but they know the fact that it would be able to get married, so would that be able to be something that the Eved we could rely upon? Yeah?
Would we be able to rely on the fact that we see that a person doesn't enter because of
So that that's a really separate question. That's more dealing with where we don't even have to get there. We might have a Maisa Kedushin over here. That question really gets into whether or not civil marriages are considered marriages, and if you have a civil marriage that you're living with someone, or you're just living with a woman, does that require a get?
Meaning where there's a Havamina that you're going to have to redo the Kedushin, why would it even get that far? That's my question.
Because we should get married appropriately.
Why should
we rely on a Chazakah? We're first of all, we're pre the Chazakah, so according to what you're saying, why do we ever have to get married? Why are we even doing the mitzvah of Kedushin? Let's just start living together. Ain't other be'ol be'lisnos. Right? We don't do that. There's a process of Kedushin. The question is, b'di'evet, if people live together, do you say that they're married? So the answer is, Rav Henkin said yes, Rav Moshe said no, and our assumption is that people who live together are not necessarily considered married. In addition, most importantly, why is because those people are usually living be'isser. So you don't really have a chazakah of ein adam bo'ol bilas nus. Probability is that these people are even living together when she's a nida, and the Rivash already says that you don't have the chazakah of ein adam bo'ol bilas nus. But let's stick to the topic, guys. Yeah.
Just in the case that you were talking about, would we have like a when they set up the Edom, they exclude everyone?
Ah, very good, very good. So the answer is that you're right. According to those Rishonim, that exclusion wouldn't work, so it might be a problem, but that might still work, b'di'evit, even if you exclude it. That's what Rav Moshe discusses there. You could have additional Edom even if you do exclude, and other Rishonim weren't bothered by the fact that there are other Edom there. The Edom that work. That would be the assumption. But that would be part of the sugya. That would be part of the sugya. Yeah. Does the exclusion of the Edom possible the Evan? Yeah. So Rabbi Sai comes along the Avdim Aluim, and the Avdim Aluim says that this marriage of not being able to see the face of the Kala, where you know who the Kala is, but you just didn't see the actual details at the Shas Maisa, so I can't really say with confidence that this was Re'iyas HaMaisa, says the Avdim Aluim, still works, and it's less than what the Ran already develops for us in the world of Geirishin, says the Avdim Aluim, that Edim that sign on a shtar, who know absolutely nothing, and yet we require Edei Mesira, which is what? Two individuals that are watching a get that's passing from the husband to a wife, which is nowhere to be seen. Yet, and the Ran says with a straight face that these Edei Chasima become the Edei Mesira and are qualified according to Rabbi Elazar Shita that Edei Mesira is the only thing that can work to create a getting process. The only way to understand this Ran is that this Ran is understanding that the chasimas on the shtar are a trigger, and a technicality to create an umdina, an anan sadi, and probably being medayik from the lashon of ubiyadua, like Jonah just asked. Who knows? The answer is we all know. We all know, and we all, the world, when she's holding her shtar that came from a husband that these two Adim sign on it, that's enough to create a matzav of an anan sadi to now exist with Adim Asira, and now I have a Asira Saget in front of virtual Adim. That is the way the Avne Meluim quotes our Ran. And he uses that in his discussion in Hilchos Kiddushin to apply as well, Lefi the Ran, to apply to a case of the Edis Yedia, the Loira Ear, where they didn't see the Kal. Yes, Annie.
In the case of the Edis Hasim, where people have gone with Anan Sahadi, and we know for a fact no one saw the Edim Asira, does that violate the Anan Sahadi?
There are no Edim Asira.
No, but I'm saying, when we create
The Anan Sahadi are the Edim Asira.
So even if I know for a fact there were no Edim Asira in the Anan.
You don't, there were no Edim Asira.
In the Anan Sahadi, once we have everything else, that we kind of say virtually.
No, virtually.
No, they're virtual.
Virtually.
Yeah,
virtual.
Saying,
what does that mean, you know for a fact? By virtual, you, when I go to a virtual reality, I know that it's not a, it's not true. Factually, right? But no. No. No, we're not assuming that there were people there. No, absolutely not. Yeah, they're, all you have is a chasima here. That's it. That's not debated, Rabbi Yisrael. That's not going to change in the entire sugya. But the Avne Meluim's assumption is that all the chasima is relevant for is just a hechitimtza to get to that Anan Sadi, and that's how I have the Edim Sira, is the Anan Sadi. And this is what the Ktzais writes in Simen Mem Beis in a few places, and then he writes again in Simen Nun Beis. Rabbi Isai, the Nesivis, in his, yeah, Jonah.
What do you mean that the Anan Sadi are the Edim Asira? I thought it was that the Edim Chasima are like the Edim Asira. That's what the Ran says.
Okay, maybe. That's not what the Avne Meluim said.
He's explaining the Ran. The Ran doesn't say that.
Good. So Jonah asked Rav Nachum's first kasha. Jonah asked Rav Nachum's first kasha that according to the Avne Meluim, the Ran should not have to say the words. The Gufa Dover, where is that? Mekevon, the Sfirle de Ede Chasima Karsi El Shamasira Korasas, why? Mekaven sheyesh edim al ikar adover, dahavlu edei chasima ke edei mesira. So what the Avne Meluim is being medayik is the next line. He's saying ubiyadua that that creates an anan sadi. That's not what the Ran sounds like, to be honest. I think what Jonah is saying is correct, which is what Reb Nochum asks. What the Stipler says is that the language of the Ran does not sound precisely what the Avne Meluim understood in the Ran. That this just triggers and is a hechitimtza to create what? The Anan Sadi. According to the Avne Meluim's Havana, Rabbi Yisai, are the Edei Chasima relevant? Not really. The Edei Chasima are just a springboard to get to a Edei Mesira. But the question is, what is Karsi over here? What creates the shtar? The answer is not the Edei Chasima. It's an Anan Sadi. It's as if you have Edim Asira. The Edi Chasima over here, the Ran is telling us in the Rif, is just a way for me to virtually create Edim Asira. That's the way the Avne Meluim's understanding. So then says the Ran, why do you need Edim? So then says Jonah, why, and Reb Nachum, why do you need Edis Beguf HaDover? Says Reb Nachum, according to this idea of the Avne Meluim, perhaps one could even argue that the Chasima doesn't even have to be Lishma. Why? Because the chasima is not what's karsi. The chasima is just a technicality to create edim that now are shafting the get. That it's as if I have people standing there. So why do I need dine chasima? So Moshe Mordechai didn't like that because maybe chasima l'shma would be a problem because it's mezuyif mitocho. Fine, that's a good kasha.
Also, then there's no anzad.
So Reb Nachum wants to say, if you don't really, if you're not creating it through the edim chasima, and the edim chasima are not what's being the edim, so then why can't it be a technicality or a trigger without being a kosher chasima?
Because we're saying that it's through the kosher
chasima. Okay. Okay. So memela Rabbi Yisai, there must be another havona in this riff, and that is what Reb Nachum develops, what the Stipler develops. And that is that the Ran is telling us that just like Rabbi Meir holds Eide Chasima Karsi, and that shafts a shtar through the Chasimas, so Rabbi Lozer holds not exactly like that it's Eide Chasima Karsi and the Chasimas are sufficient to create a shtar, but perhaps the Chasimas on a shtar could now, to coin a term that Rabbi Ifra and I, when we were learning this Ran for the first time, coined in this sugya, perhaps there's a pop-up, Eide Chasima, that they come out of the shtar. When these Eidim sign on the shtar, they're not only signing on the shtar like the way Rabbi Meir and the Stipler developed, and Rabbi Chaim developed within the Rabbi Meir, that you have to go out on a limb. Perhaps the riff is being mechadish within Rabbi Lozer, that no, when Eidim sign on a shtar, and it's Kehilchasa, that Chasima within the world of Rabbi Lozer can now pop up to Eidim and make it as if those two Eidim are witnessing the Mesiris Hashtar to the woman. That's the Chiddush of Shtar, Aliba de Rabbi Lozer. Again, Eidim that sign a shtar, according to Rabbi Lozer, Eide Chasima are not Karsi. It's working through Eide Mesira Karsi. Where do I have my Eidim that are observing the shtar going from the hands of the Baal to the hands of the Isha? Zokteran? Those Eide Chasima become Eide Mesira. Not through an Anansadi. Not through an Umdida. The actual Eidim are who? Those two Eidim, that sign. And the chiddush that the riff is being mechadish, Aliba de Rabbi Lozer, is that we can make it as if when they sign it and they saw the husband asking them to sign on a shtar, now they could be viewed as if they are watching the shtar once it's yoytze mitachas yada ish. So do I have two defined Eidim? The answer is yes. But when does that edus take place? That's what I want to know. This is not just esoteric, Rabbi Yisai. In the world of the yeshivas, they say over two malchim and how to understand the Ran in the Rif. I found an yeshivas and a ktsois that seem to have this very machlekes that is going to create a fundamental nafgemino within the Havana, within the Ran. And it starts with a halacha, fascinating halacha, Rabbi Yisai. Ashtar sheyesh bo ribis. The Gemara tells us the shtar sheyesh bo ribis is kosher. And the shaila is, how could a shtar sheyesh bo ribis be kosher? Frek toisves abam kasha. Is a sugyim baba kama in the third parak, Rabbi Yisai. Sugyim baba metziya in ezu neshech. How could shtar sheyesh bo ribis kosher? The shtar should be invalid. Why should the shtar be invalid, Rabbi Yisai? Because Eidim should be possible. Because anyone who lends Beribis, Rabbi Yisai, not only is the Malv possible Eidis, not only is the Loiva possible Eidis, and violates a Lav, but the Sofer that wrote the shtar, and the Eidim that witnessed in the shtar, they all are problematic, Rabbi Yisai. They all violate these Lavim. Frekt Toisvis Akasha, by definition, every aid that signs on a shtar sheish beribis should be possible aids. The shtar should be null and void. That's the kasha of Toisvis. And that's what the Nesivis is starting off with this kasha in Simin and Beis and Sif Aleph. So the Ktzois answered this kasha that the psul only sets in after you're done with signing of the shtar. He compares it to what? A fascinating kasha. The Gemara says in Chulin, Rabbi Yisai, that Hashoychit b'Shabbos Shchitoso is Ksheira. Hashoychit b'Shabbos Shchitoso Ksheira? How could it be Ksheira? He's a Machal Shabbos. What's the din of a Machal Shabbos Shech for you, Rabbi Yisai? Ferish and Shulchan Aruch. You're a day in the first few Simonim. Simon Aleph. What? Halacha is? Can't eat it. Why? He's Dino. Machal Shabbos for Asiya is what? Person's Machal Shabbos in public, Rabbi Yisai? He's Dino Ka'akum. He's like an Oyvet Avodah Zarah. He's rejecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of the world. Chulin Daf Hei, Rashi writes, person who has the chutzpah to do Chil Shabbos public, he can't eat from his shechita. Dino Ka'akum. It's going to be an afkaminis for Bishal Akum, Rabbi Yisai? I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of questions after this year. It's going to be a big huddle after this year. Yeah, he's a din in Shulchan Aruch. So how could you eat the shechita? How could the Gemara say Hashoych b'Shabbos Shchitas Kshera? By definition, if you're Shoych b'Shabbos, what are you doing, Rabbi Yisai? One of the what? Lametas Melachos. Which Melacha? What? What'd you just say? Jump out the window now. What? Shoychit. That's Shchita. Shchita. Shchita is which Melacha, Rabbi Yisai? No, I don't want. I don't know. I don't know what number it is. What Melacha it is? Killing, no Netilas Neshama. You're not allowed to extract any blood on Shabbos. Netilas Neshama, it's a malach on Shabbos.
What about Nola?
Let's get, what in the world?
Animal was there. Yeah. I know, what about, meaning you can't eat.
What about Mavir?
Why? You can't eat the meat because it's a blood.
That's not Nola. No. Why is you're not creating something new. No, not for now, and you, let's get cracking. Chevra, it's not Nola. And Nola, it's not a malacha. Rabbi Yisai, is that a bam kasha? That's Tosis kasha in Chula. No, is that a bam kasha? Everyone like that kasha? You don't like that kasha, Jonah? So why are you shaking your head? No. You even like the kasha and you're shaking your head? No. Chevra, this is a great kasha, no? So, yeah, Sam, you don't like the kasha?
I love the kasha last year, so like, I like the kasha, but I like the answers more.
Oh, okay, so what's the answer?
Why is
it not as simple as you can't? So Tosis' answer is what? And you only become a mummer chiddush, chiddush nifl taisus. You only become a mummer if shalosh pam. If you're ragel b'kach, got one happenstance time he was shaychid. You can't be mechayev. If he's ragel b'kach, he's a chazaka. He's that gives you the status of a mummer. The Ran says no, that's not true. He argues la'alach. One strike, you're out in Yiddishkeit. Right. The opposite of a Parsha Shmos, right? In the first few days of the week, you have to, you know, you're done. You forget about it. And the Parsha Shmos, no, we love everyone. Okay. The Ran says, one strike, you're out, right? So what? So what's the answer? So why is Shechem Shabbos Kshayra? If one strike, you're out, what's Pshat? So the Ran, the Chiluk between what? No. Before, you're, that's the application of the Ran. What's the answer in Shechita? The psul only sets in what?
Once
you finish the shechita. When you're in the process of the shechita, you were kosher. So Zoktuk Tzoyis HaChosh, and he says, that's the case also when it comes to this psul of shtar sheyesh beribis. Once the shtar is finished, then what? Then he becomes posel. When you're in the process of signing the shtar, which was shafing the shtar, so then he was kosher at that time. The psul never set in. So the Nesivis doesn't like this. Nesivis, Kedarko B'Kodesh, Nesivis HaMishra was the Bar Plugta of the Ktzois.
You're saying so therefore the Shtar is kosher?
Yes. So the Nesivis says he doesn't like that. U'B'Ktzois HaChosh and Tiritz, Da'idim Eloi Nifsilu, Ela Mishas Chasima Ve'Elach. They only become possible from the time that the signature was done. U'Medamezeh L'Mashakosav HaToisvis, Chulun Yudalit, Gavishich B'Shabbos, V'Loi Nasim Umar, Ad Achar HaShchita. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought that Tosis doesn't say like that. I thought that's the Shita of the Ran. Whatever. The Choylik ala Marit, Shemevi Raivim of Akama, Gabi Gnevi of Tvicha, fine. But Tosis Choysh and Mechalik, the Dafka Be'edi Azoma, the Nasa Choshal Ede Sheker, by Azoma, yeah, that's when we say it goes retroactively. Masha inkin berosha v'sharavirus, like signing on a star, sheyesh bo ribis, the psul sets in after he's done. You with me, Noam? When he finishes his signature, that's when he becomes possible. Says the Ran Udvarav Tmun. This Tzoyis' teretz is Tamua. Why? The Mar Raya Mishchita the Shem Mumer Ba'inon. Umumer Hainu is Chazik. Don't bring me a Raya from the din of Shchita that you need a what? You need a Chalois Shem Mumer. You need a status. A status of a mummer. Zokter Ran, there are even some shitas that say that that status is only what delivered to you when harbei svirle the bein and gimel pomin. That status is only changed only after three times. Aval vaday de rosha hu b'shasha osa avera. That's in terms of the name mummer. You only become a mummer after completing, or you only become a mummer after doing three times, like the other shitas of the Rishonim. But if you want to know when do I become a Rasha, why do I know when do I do? Why do I want to look for when I become a Rasha, Rabbi Yisai? Because a Rasha is what's possible for Eidus. So you become a Rasha, what? B'shas Aveira, says the Nesivis. When you're signing, V'ad Rabba. And he proves it. V'chein be'evna ezer, a get. The Eidim Shechosmu B'Shabbos Beget. Eidim sign on a star on Shabbos. Zok Talocha in Simon Kuvchav Gimel Zok Nesivis. She'ena Migureshes Bidoraisa. Why? After Beget Zorich Lachtum Shmo B'Shem Oviv. V'Kevon Shenechtov B'Zoisi Es Nifsa. If you don't have the name of the Eidim, Midrabanan, it's only possible Midrabanan. So Midraisa, why isn't it a good get? The Teretz is, because Bishas, the Chasima, I made myself possible because I wrote on Shabbos. So you see, at that time, you're already a Rasha. You might not be a Mumer. You might be in the world of Shechita, you might have to wait till afterwards, but in the Shas Maisa Avera, I became Pasul. V'oid Kosha, and this is our Sugi Rabbi Yisai, this is where things get interesting. D'nihi d'loi nirso rak achar chasima, and even if you're right, the k'tzois, that I only become Pasul when, even if I'll be moided to you, that I only become Pasul when, after I finish what? Signing. Mikomo kom hashtar posel. Frektor nesivis, what? But still, how could the shtar be kosher? Shtar sheyesh bo ribis. What are we trying to explain over here? How is a shtar sheyesh bo ribis enforceable? There's no edim on the shtar. Right? So what do the ktzois want to say? You only become posel after the chasima, right? After you signed it. Okay. But once I finish signing it, even according to what you're saying, it should be a posel shtar. And he explains like this, Dohariv, because anyone who learned what? The Riv, Kosov. Gabe Chosom, Atzmo Bishtar, Achelat Lo Nase Chosno, the Kodem Shiotzim Itachas Yada Edim Loimahani, Buhuva Daito, the Bishtari, the Lav Hakno, Kule Alme Modem Itam, the Kosov Aran Perakamegarish, our Ran, the Hod the Kosher Beedi Chasima Levad, the Kishem Moiser Beedi Chasima. Hein ha'ede mesira. The ede chasima become the ede mesira. Mikosh ganacha mishtar sheyesh v'ribish. She adua shemasol liyad abaldin achas shenifso. Kiai gabna afilu benase chosno shabo edim shetechav achar chasima koydim shemasor afilu loive nase chosno vade the pasul. Says the Nesivis, if you finish signing the shtar, and now what? You became a pasul aid. You became related to the baldin. And now they pass it over to the hands of the baldin. Says the Nesivis, the shtar is pasul. You don't have Eidei Mesira in that situation. Because the Eidei Mesira kick in when? When you pass the shtar, miyada ish to miyada isha. So Memela, frek the Nesivis, even if you're right, the ktos, that only become pasul at the time that I finish signing. But at the same time, but Lamaisa, the Eidus over here is pasul. Because the Eidei Mesira here are Eidim that are Krovim, or Eidim that are Rishoyim in our case. Says the Nesivis, at the time that the woman gets the star, at the time that the Malva gets the star with the ribbis over here, there's Edis, that's possible. So the star is not enforceable. So even, says the Nesivis, even if I would accept your Lomdus Ktois, even if I, which I happen to disagree, and I brought a raya from Ksiba B'Shabbos, but even if I would accept your Lomdus, Zok the Nesivis, the star is invalid. Because right at the time that you finish signing, the shtar becomes invalidated, and we need the shtar to be valid when? At the time that it's handed over to the Isha. To shop the shtar. Rabbi Yisai, who is the Meshoyviv Nesivis? Who is the Meshoyviv Nesivis? Contemporary of the Nesivis, Rabbi Yisai. Who is the Nesivis attacking? The Ktzos. Who is the Meshev of Nesivis? The Ktzos is defense from the attacks of the Nesivis on him. Hafla v'fela, Rabbi Yisai. First of all, the Ktzos attacks the Raya from Ksivan Shabbos. He disagrees and he says that the reason you become puzzle there is because once you write two letters, you're finished with the Avera. So the continuation of your name is going to be Bapsul because you already got that Shem Rasha. So even I'll be maskim when it comes to Ksivan Shabbos, says the Ktzos, that it's not similar to the Mummer B'Shechti. So that's a technicality in terms of whether or not you have a Raya from the name or not.
Why was
that? Says the, because the Halacha is, once you write two Osios, you're already Pasul. Techef in kein techef mishkosav bezi osios nifsa. Va'acher kach mashakosav, anything is going to continue to write after those two letters of your name is going to be with a written as a Russia. So mimele, you don't have edus on the star, so the Ktzos is going to be maskim on that level. However, Rabbi Yisai, lididon, Rabbi Yisai, which is relevant for us, listen to what the Ktzos HaKoresh and the Meshoiv and the Sivis writes. This is going to be unbelievable. Listen up, Rabbi Yisai. Kol sheyesh b'shaita edim b'dover, bein shei meidim al mesira atzma o al guf adover. Umeatam mashem boid. I mean, I'm just quoting the Ran. He's just quoting the Ran. Umeatam mashem boid. The Rabbi Lozer to get achosim be'edim koyres. Afal pichuloi nosim be'edim mesira. Shari aget yotzes mitachas yada edim be'edim alalu. Ubiyadua she'abal masru la the Russian of the Ran ad kam l'shoynoi. Zok tuk tzois. Let's say you have Edim that signed and died right after the second they signed it. And then they passed it over to the Isha. Bo Bayom, Vadai Kosher, Zok Tuk Tzois, the Anan Sadi. Because the Anan Sadi kicks in. Sheba haget miyad habal liyad of Anan have Edim Mesira. And we are the Edim Mesira. Hu adinim nifsul achrach hasim of achrach masul yada Anan have Edim Mesira v'zeh. What did the Ktzos just say? The Ktzos just said, you missed the boat in the Ran. You didn't see what I wrote in the Avdim Aluim. If the Edim become possible after the Chasima, guess what? I don't care. Because there was already a trigger for the Anan Sadi and the Edim Mesira to exist. It's only the way the Nesivis of the understanding that it's not an Anan Sadi that's going to act as the Edim Mesira. But it's the actual Edei Chasima that are shocking the star that the Rif is now being mechadish to us according to the Das Aran. that those two Edom pop out and now act as Mesira, Mishas, the Mesiras Habal to the Mesiras Aisha? So then when is it relevant for those Edom to be Ksherim? They got to go all the way to when? Till the Isha actually receives the document. Because they're actually acting as Edim Mesira, and those two Edim are the Edim that are witnessing the Mesira's Hashtar. My Rebbe Raboisai, we now found Legabe this Shiloh of Hashtar Sheyesh Maribis at the Sugin Bamitzia, that the Ktois and the Nesivis are working hard to figure out how are these Edim Kesher on Hashtar. And they're all using Lomdus of basics of Shtar. Of how does Eid Chasima work in the world of Rabbi Lazar, who we paskin like? They are now taking these two Havanas that we have from the Avnei Miluim and from Rabbi Chaim in Das Rabbi Nochum, that the Eid Chasima pop up and the Eid Chasima themselves are shocking the Shtar. That is going to have Nafkaminas La Halacha Raboisai like crazy. Now you understand, Jeremy, why I got so excited when I found this Nesivis? Started running around the base medrash. It's mamish nafkemina la locha. What happens if the Eidim die? What if the Eidim become krovim after the chasima? Depends. If you're understanding the tarad and tzadi, I'm not relying on those Eidim. Those Eidim were just a trigger for an anan tzadi. So the trigger's there. But if you're understanding, no, we need the dine chasima because the Eidim chasima now become the Eidim asira. So they got to be chai, they got to be kayim, they got to be kosher. We got to wait till the shtar is actually nimsar, till the yad of the isha. Then it kicks in, Rabbi Yisai. And that's why Rabbi Nachman was saying, according to the Avnei Miluim's Mahalach, why does it even have to be lishma? Let it be a trigger about with being a chasima without being lishma. Why do you need the lashon of me'idim al guf adovar? Sounds like we're relying on the Eidi chasima to act as the Eidi mesira. And that's the chiddush of the Rif. That you could have an idea, like I said from when I was learning Rabbi Infra, that the Edom pop out from the Shtar. That's the Chiddush of the Rif, of how it works to create Edom Asira here. Unbelievable. Nafkamina that comes out of the Shtar Sheyesh Baribis, Rabbi Yisai. And it's the Sivus and the Ktsois. That is all boiling down to our Sugya and Git. Of what is the Chiddush of the Rif. Is the Chiddush of the Rif like the Ramban, that there are two tracks? Or no, is the Chiddush of the Rif like the Ran, that the Eidei Chasima work in the world of Eidei Mesira? But then we have two Mahalchim. How to understand how that works? Is that the Eidei Chasima, now according to Rabbi Lozer, could be perceived as the actual Eidei Mesira? And through them, shafting the shtar, through their signatures, they now could be relied upon to be as if they are nimsar, befana of the shtar, befneihem the shtar? Or is that no, they just trigger an anan tzadi, and memela, we have edus, no different than an anan tzadi and an assumption that would be under the chuppah, that, but we're really relying on other people, and we're not basing ourselves, that's just a trigger to get to where we are, Rabbi say. The emes is, I was speaking to Rav Tzvarati about this, like Ranan pointed this out yesterday. The mashmos of the Ran could go both ways. On the one hand, Jonah's right, he says, me'idim beguf adover, but he also says, anan tzadi. So I understand where the Avnei Miluim came from. But Rabbi Yisai, this meshoiviv nesivis, this ktsois that refutes the nesivis, and his attack on the ktsois, is all dependent on the ktsois l'shitoso. In Avnei Miluim, and in what he quotes in the Avnei Miluim, like he says, I wrote Beferish in the Ktsois HaChoshin in Simen Menbeis. Three Ktsoisim that are Lishitasam, and now we have an Asivis that is obviously understanding like the way we were developing within Rav Nachum, B'Shem Rav Chaim, in the different Havana in the Ra. Yeah, Jonah.
We still don't understand about on the Asivis how it actually works. How do you have eight
No, so you're right. At the end of the day, the Rif is saying a massive chiddush. The Rif is telling us that I believe that Rabbi Lazar held that you can view as if they're Eidim Mesira, even though they're not there.
So what's the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar? One just says they are Eidim Isir, and one just says they're Eidim Chasim. What's the difference?
So the difference is a sugya and gittin on that peva. If I'm viewing the mechanics as if that we have to interpret it, it's as if Eidim were standing here at the time of the Nesina Saget, so then that Nesina must be clear. And it's not enough just to go out on a limb, like Rabbi Meir says, and not have a Nesina that's clear. You're going to have a machloikis in the way Gerushin works. You're asking me practically, is it okay to have a signature? The Rif's saying, yes, but for an entirely different mechanic. It's because I can see through that signature that those Eidim are actually witnessing the actual Mesira. But if you have a problem with that Mesira, if that Mesira is invalid for another reason, that's going to be problematic. Our mayor's going to be like, I don't care about the Mesira. Who cares about the Mesira? The Eidim shot the shot. That's it. Let them die. Let them drop dead. That's fine. There's a major difference between Rabbi Lazar and Meir. The Rif is just being machadish to us. I want you to know, Rabbi Lazar can get to his destination, even not in the normal way that you think. That's what the Ram was machadish. Yeah. Now I'll ask you a better question. But if you understand like the Ramban, that what? No, they're just two tracks. So now what's the difference between Rabbi Lazar and Meir? Why should there ever be a situation that according to Rabbi Lazar, the get's no good, and according to Rabbi Meir, the get is good? And I have a Gemara that says not like that. You know what that Gemara is? Where's that Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? That says according to Rabbi Lazar, the get's no good, and according to Rabbi Meir, the get is good? What? Where's that Gemara? What? Pei Vav. How's the Ramban going to explain that? Who asked this kasha, Rabbi? This is not my kasha. Who asked this kasha? Guess what, guys? Guess what we need to do tomorrow? We need to go back to our Tosos and we need to relearn everything and really see if we understand all the steps of this sugya. Go back to the basics. Tosos asked this kasha. So now, how do I answer that according to the Ramban? How do I answer that according to the Ram? Right? That's the question to ask. But I have an answer to that. And I gave you an answer to that already on the first day of Shia. The Ramban himself had a different explanation of the Gemara. Look back at the Ramban and Peivav, Rabbi Say. But Rabbi Say, I have an additional question because I want to go on in Taisus. Tomorrow, Rabbi Say, I want you not to learn new Shitas. Maybe just a Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam. I don't want you to... We did the Ksois, we did the Nesivis. If you want a Chazer and see it inside, that's great. I would say very Kedai to see this Ksois and Nesivis. But, Rabbi Yisai, tomorrow, nothing fancy. Maybe just an additional Rambam. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisai, I want to learn step by step that Tosfos again. With everything that we learned. And now put things together. And try to put things in a way that we can understand it and make the Sugya of Feta complete. Rabbi Yisai, I told you, this is a Yisoidistic Sugya. But there's so many different steps, and now we have to package it all together. Fundamentally, is Rabbi Lazar different than Rabbi Meir? What are the Shitas? How does it work? You got to get it all down, Rabbi Yisai. Clarkite. Because otherwise you can't go by Therim Sefes Gid. This is the Yisoid Hadal. Alright? When does the Eidus kick in? When do the Eidus Chasim become the Eidus Mesira? How do the Eidus Chasim become the Eidus Mesira? Do the Eid Chasim become the Eid Mesira? What in the world is going on? What did the Rif mean when he meant Eid Chasima? Let me ask you another question that Oren asked Rabbi Yisai last week. We were learning the sugya of Ksav Yado, right? Ksav Yado. What is that? Oh, Ksav Yado brings back memories. Yeah, Chazar time. Hey. Ksav Yado. What's Ksav Yado, Rabbi Yisai? When the Baal writes it. So we assumed, Rabbi Yisai, that that cannot exist in the world of Rabbi Lazar. That was the way I assumed, given Shir, I said to everyone. Is everyone so sure about that now? I'm not so sure about that now.
You need to aid him now?
Maybe not. Break it down. Talk about it. Fight it out with your Chavrusa. Ayin Shem Atim Sanachas, Rabbi Yisai. I want you to see that Ramban. I want you to see the Rambam in the end of the Maror Mekoymus. Forget the Nesivos and the end of the old Maror Mekoymus. I want you to see the Rambam. Everybody say, I want to work out. I also want to know, at the end of Tosfos starts talking about Davar Shebe'erva. What's happening with that? Do we have to get back to that part of Tosfos also? So I want to figure out the Gemara Gittin Peivav. How does that work with the everything we've been saying? Putting everything together. How does Tosfos needs of it? It's Shnei Edim of Davar Shebe'erva work. Does everyone agree to that, Rabbi Yisai? And break down everything in the sugya. How does the Ran work? How does the Rif work? How does the Ramban work? And Amir Tzashem, Rabbi Yisai, hopefully we'll close up the sugya with that, Rabbi Yisai. Ayin Shammah Timsa Nachas.